This is the Schnitt Show.
Well, I didn't get around to yet. I didn't get around to the Fox News poll that's out regarding President Trump and his tweeting. So a Fox News poll on Trump and tweeting, but the amazing thing here when we can spend some time and talk about the numbers is this polling was done before the latest dust-up. The dates are June 25th through June 27th when the survey was done with the respondents. So it is before this latest thing with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski from MSNBC. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Phone calls, again, we've got a very, very active audience today. Oh, boy. 800-801-8999. Now, let's deal with the National Enquirer component here as well. Oh, and there was a little dust-up in the White House, really? In the Oval Office, there was a dust-up today as Trump was with the South Korean leader. Hang on, we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. I don't want to delay this any longer. The headline is, reports detail Jared Kushner's conversations with Joe Scarborough over National Enquirer story. Now, this is a nice little write-up from the Mediaite folks, and it really lays out the story in easy-to-understand terms on how the National Enquirer is brought into this whole picture now. And in fact, we have the audio from this morning. This is from Morning Joe, and this is where Joe brings in the whole National Enquirer aspect here. And, well, there are some interesting components and elements. Here, listen.
Donald Trump called me during the campaign and bragged about his friend who ran the National Enquirer. And he'd always say, have you seen the Ben Carson story? Have you seen the Ben Carson story? Have you seen that story in the Enquirer? And then he would talk about it. But there were all these stories that were planted in the National Enquirer for people that Donald Trump wanted to attack. And then he would talk about it on the campaign trail. So when we heard, he said, oh, so we've gone from campaign mode to now trying to attack us.
The allegation is, what Scarborough is saying is that Trump is friends with David Pecker. David Pecker is the head of American Media, the parent company of numerous publications, including the National Enquirer. And the allegation is that Trump has used Pecker and the National Enquirer to go after some of Trump's adversaries. Now, is the National Enquirer a source that most Americans pay attention to? I don't believe so. Let's move on to what the allegation is. So the reports are out that Jared Kushner's conversations with Joe Scarborough over the National Enquirer story may have bordered on blackmail. Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough have accused Trump and the White House officials in that Washington Post op-ed that we read you excerpts of in hour number one of attempting to blackmail them into softening their coverage of President Trump and the administration. Now, according to Joe and Mika, MSNBC, they're claiming that senior White House officials contacted them and wanted to offer some assistance in trying to quash negative, nasty National Enquirer coverage, and specifically a story about Joe and Mika, if Joe and Mika would call Trump to beg for forgiveness, to say that they'll ease up on their coverage that turned adversarial, and to apologize and beg for forgiveness And if Joe and Mika would call and apologize to Trump, the allegation is that Trump could get a negative story about Joe and Mika pulled. Trump contested that accusation in a tweet this morning. Now, this morning, Trump tweeted, "Watched low-rated at Morning Joe for first time in a long time. Fake news. He called me to stop a National Enquirer article. I said no. Bad show." Then Scarborough tweets out at that was at 8:56 this morning, 8:55. Then Scarborough tweets out less than 10 minutes later at 9:02, "Yet another lie. I have texts from your top aides and phone records. Also, those records show I haven't spoken with you in many months." Then at 9:03, Scarborough asks on Twitter, "Why do you keep lying about things that are so easily disproven? What is wrong with you?" Holy schnit. This is childish on both fronts. Scarborough is being a baby. Trump is being a petty. I mean, I can't believe we're dealing with this with all of the goings on around the planet. All of the danger spots, all of the issues that are important, that this is what is taking up the national dialogue. This is insane. It's crazy. Now, as for the Enquirer, if you went on their website early this morning, you would have come across a reposted gallery from earlier this month with the article across the banner, "Joe and Mika, TV couple's sleazy cheating scandal. Morning lovebirds vow to make it legal as the Enquirer asks questions." And they also posted an old Trump tweet from 7:29 a.m. on August 22nd of last year, 2016. "Someday, when things calm down, I'll tell you the real story of Joe NBC and his very insecure longtime girlfriend, Morning Mika, two clowns." Oh boy. So Trump tweeted that out last summer. And then later in the morning, the old article was taken down and replaced with a statement from the editor-in-chief, Dylan Howard, of the National Enquirer. And he said, "At the beginning of June, we accurately reported a story that recounted the relationship between Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, the truth of which is not in dispute. At no time did we threaten either Joe or Mika or their children in connection with our reporting on the story. We have no knowledge of any discussions between the White House and Joe and Mika about our story, and absolutely no involvement in those discussions." Now, the folks at CNN, they were reporting that Scarborough at the least talked to Kushner at some point about the Enquirer. And, of course, we know about Trump and that Pecker, David Pecker, they're good friends. He's the guy that runs the National Enquirer. Now, let's get back to the allegations of Jared Kushner and Joe Scarborough and the National Enquirer story. The suggestion is that insiders in the White House called Joe and Mika and said, "Hey, apologize to Trump, grovel, get on your hands and knees, beg for forgiveness for all the things you've said, and Trump will help you with this nasty National Enquirer story that's coming out. Maybe he can get it spiked." We have two reports now. From New York Magazine, and that guy Gabe Sherman. Now, Gabe Sherman has been very accurate with all of this reporting about Trump, about individuals in the White House in trouble, individuals in, individuals out. This guy has a pretty good line and a good pulse on things. So we have two stories, one from New York Magazine, this Gabe Sherman guy, the other from the Daily Beast, which is a liberal-leaning rag, are providing a more detailed account of what happened between Morning Joe and some inside the White House. From Mediaite, they recount, as far as New York Magazine, Gabriel Sherman reports that Scarborough and Brzezinski were concerned around March about an Enquirer story breaking news of their affair. and they reached out to Jared Kushner for help. Listen to this. Quote, in mid-April, Scarborough texted with Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner about the pending Inquirer story. Kushner told Scarborough that he would need to personally apologize to Trump in exchange for getting Inquirer owner David Pecker to stop the story. Now, a Kushner spokesman is declining to comment on that aspect. Scarborough said, no, I'm refusing. And the Inquirer then published the story in print on June 5th. And the headline was Morning Joe Sleazy Cheating Scandal. Now, the Daily Beast report, that is based on accounts from White House officials who allegedly are trying to paint a different, more innocent picture, but did confirm that Jared Kushner and Joe Scarborough did talk about the Inquirer piece. They write, according to these officials, Kushner and Scarborough had spoken many weeks ago regarding a then-upcoming negative Inquirer article about Scarborough and Brzezinski. Scarborough had calmly sought advice from Kushner, who recommended that he speak to the president. And then per a White House official, allegedly, from the Daily Beast, again, asterisk next to the Daily Beast and what they're known for and what they are, ideologically, they write, this is getting blown up on Twitter and elsewhere as for some kind of blackmail operation. One of the officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to speak freely said the truth is far more mundane. In this case, Joe was talking to Jared about his bad relationship with the president and an Inquirer hit piece that he was uneasy about. But some are trying to push this narrative that there was a blackmail attempt, that Trump will spike the story, the negative story on Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski if they apologize and start treating Trump nicer. So that new angle on this story. Oh, my God. I mean, just, I want the country fixed. I want a wall. I want southern border protection. I want my taxes reduced. I want taxes of corporations reduced. I want Obamacare repealed and replaced. There's so much, really, and we're focusing on this ass clownery. To the phones, let us go back to Vegas. Desiree in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on Schnitt. Hi, Des.
Hi. And I'm listening to all this, and it's getting worse and worse. I don't want to talk about the politics of it, but I want to do a Donnie Deutsch on you and try to be the psychologist that I'm not, and neither is he. I think all of this is a not only, of course, a personality trait, but a way of unsettling everybody. I think all these tweets are a way of him saying, hey, listen, people, I'm listening to what's going on. Nobody else listens. I'm responding because I'm actually listening. Whether it's right or wrong, I think that's what he's doing. The second thing I'm thinking what he's doing is he's unsettling everybody. And as part of an art of negotiation, you have to unsettle everybody before you can do what you want to do. And I think that's what he's doing.
Do you think that's acceptable? Do you think it's the right thing to?
I didn't say I thought it was acceptable. I thought that's what he's doing. He is doing exactly what he said he was going to do and clear a swamp. The only way you clear the swamp is to disturb everything, because at the moment they're sitting there, they don't know what the hell's going on. They're trying to figure out how to react. And while he's doing that, all this other stuff that we know that is going on, that he's signing and everything, that's getting done. Nobody's
Desiree,
talking about it.
With the important agenda items, you think that to wallow in this swampy, nasty,
putrid muck.
But it's not irrelevant. It is dominating the discourse.
No. It's getting done. The thing is, it's just getting done his way. It's getting done, how can I put it? He's the tough guy. It's getting done his way. It's not the way anything has ever been done before. And that's why everybody's all unsettled.
Well, Desiree, I guess what? There are certain things that he can do that are different, that hasn't been done before. But a lot of this Twitter action, this back and forth, this name calling, it hasn't been done before.
Hold on.
Not only is it a new medium, but guess what? Even in older mediums and the regular original media, it hasn't been done to this, because it shouldn't be done. It shouldn't happen.
Well, Absolutely. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, and I agree with you. But what I'm saying is I understand why he's doing it.
All right. Well, listen, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with everything you're saying and that it's all intentional. I think there's a lot of flippant reflexes here that are not thought out, is what I think. Hey, folks, I want you to get a great night's sleep. How do you get a great night's sleep like me and my wife and my kids? Well, you get a Casper mattress like us. We all have Casper mattresses in the Schnitt House. If you hate your mattress, if you know there's better sleep out there, how about trying the Casper mattress? They have all the sizes. It gets shipped to your door in a box so small, the packing technology, even for a king-size mattress, it's incredible. We have a king-size. We love it. I want you to try the Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. That's right. Try the Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, you send it back. You get your money back. You buy the mattress, whatever size you need, they ship to you for free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll take it back, and shipping back to them is free as well. Try the Casper mattress. Folks, I'm not going to steer you wrong. The Casper pricing is amazing. The sleep you're going to get is amazing. Go to Casper.com. Use the code Todd. We'll also give you $50 off right now. Casper.com. The code is T-O-D-D. Casper.com. The code is Todd.
Schnitt Show.
The media is out to get Trump. There is no doubt about it. Why does Trump give them additional fuel for the fire? That's what he needs to stop. Phones are still loaded, folks. A lot more to squeeze in. Final half hour next. What the heck is going on with these idiots in the press at the White House? Oh, my. There was a dust-up in the White House today. What the heck happened? So the president had to scold, had to yell at a couple of aggressive reporters who, like, knocked over a table, almost knocked a lamp over in the Oval Office today while the president was meeting with the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in. There's video that I just saw on C-SPAN. Jesus. Shows Trump's bodyguard, Ken Schiller, having to save a lamp from being knocked to the ground in the Oval Office as these two reporters are trying to get into the room to get the two leaders. So they're rushing in, and they're acting uncivilly. And I'm looking at the image right now of Trump's longtime bodyguard having to grab the lamp. This is just preposterous. As the reporters are rushing in, oh, I got to get a spot. I got to get the right spot. I got to get a picture of Trump. Hold on, everyone. Rush in. Crazed. Nuts. In the Oval Office. Holy moly. As they're jockeying for position. All right, here's the audio. This is the way it actually sounded.
Easy, fellas. Hey, fellas. Fellas, easy. Fellas, easy. Wow. You guys are getting worse.
Come on. Trump should not have to tell the press to watch yourselves and not bump into furniture and nearly knock lamps off an end table in the Oval Office. Come on. Well, there's another bite from the melee.
It's actually a very friendly press. Don't let that get you. Although we just lost the table.
Wait a minute. Did Trump just say it's actually a very friendly press?
It's actually a very friendly press. Don't let that get you. Although we just lost the table.
Trump likes Fox News. Moving on. We'll get the video. Hey, let's get the video up on the website, Lee. We'll get the video up on today's Schnitt list at schnittshow.com. Every day, folks, you ought to bookmark my site, schnittshow.com. My website, every day, we have a running list of all the stories we cover, everything that's important. It's on the Schnitt list at schnittshow.com every single day. And we'll make sure we have the video link up in just a bit. So Trump likes Fox News. Trump watches mostly Fox News. There was a poll that came out about his tweeting. And this is not CNBC. It's not MSNBC. It's not CNN. Fox News. Do tweets help or hurt President Trump accomplish agenda? 71% say hurt. 17% say help. The fascinating thing here is that this survey by Fox News was done between June 25th and 27th. Registered voters, plus or minus 3% as far as the margin of error. Point is, though, is this was done before the latest Twitter dust-up. The other question, President Trump's tweeting. Approve, wish more cautious, disapprove. The disapproval rating is 46%. Wish more cautious, 39%. Approve is only 13%. Again, Fox News. Are Trump's tweets official statements? All voters, 51% say yes, 45% say no. Democrats say 59% yes, 38% no. Independents, 48% yes, 46% no. And Republicans, 43% yes, 52% no. So there is a little shift there between the party affiliation. Do tweets help or hurt President Trump accomplish the agenda? We went over that one already. So there you have it. And the bulk in that category say that 71% say that Trump's tweets hurt the agenda. And I concur. Don't give the press any ammunition. They're already gunning for you. Why, Trump, are you giving him more ammunition? Rise above the fray. Stop being so concerned about what they're saying about you and that you have to answer every single individual that criticizes you. You have a solid agenda. Just execute the agenda and shut people up when this country is better than ever. Is it too late for that? Can he pull it off? A lot of distractions. The country does have a shot. With everything that Trump wants to accomplish, the country has a shot to really become better than we have in modern history. And Trump gets sidetracked by too many silly things. Now, let's go to phones. We can ride phones out for the rest of the hour here in the final 18 minutes or so of the show. Let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada. Dan, thanks for your patience today. Dan, it's been a nutty day. You're on Schnitt. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well, Dan. I've got a little vacation break coming up. I'm going to be off next week. Great fill-ins in place, so I'm looking forward to some time off for the 4th of July week. So, Dan, all is well, hit it. Except my plane tonight out of New York is delayed 2-plus hours already. That's a little peevy.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, except for the fact that the founding of our country, the politicians savaged each other mercilessly with pamphlets, constantly. From Jefferson, Washington, I don't know of George Washington making any nasty pamphlet. He probably was above all of that.
Okay.
But a lot of the other ones, they savaged each other constantly.
Are you trying to use that as a justification that Trump is just using a modern day pamphlet in Twitter?
No. Like I said, I agree with you. I think that none of this should be part of our conversation that we're having. It doesn't need to be. I'm just saying that people are saying he's the first person to ever be rude to another politician. Well, it's not true. They've been savaging each other for 200 years.
Oh, well, hold on. I never heard or subscribed to the fact that folks are pushing a narrative that Trump is rude to other politicians and it hasn't happened before. Of course that's happened. We've had all kinds of sparring in primary races, in nomination bids.
I know. It's just people act like it's new or something.
Well, it's different. Social media clearly has changed the dynamic. It's not new, but in the modern age, it certainly is different. And it's because the exposure and the accessibility is so great that here we have the President of the United States not making an official statement through a White House press secretary that might be terse, but he can go on his Android device and he can tweet out something instantly for the entire world to see. Dan, good call. Thank you. Let's stay in Nevada and let's head to Reno, Nevada. Hang on a sec. I've just hit all kinds of buttons I shouldn't have hit. Let me put that on hold. Phyllis in Reno, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Hi, Todd. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I've been listening, and I love your show. And
now, what are you listening? What are you listening on?
Well, right now I've just been listening to you on the phone, but I watch you on AT&T UVerse on my TV.
That. You know what? We're working now. We're working on a new Reno radio affiliate. We're trying to get on the air in Reno. But do me a favor. Call your local talk radio stations. Tell them you want Schnitt.
Okay.
In Reno. And, we're doing very well in Vegas. In Vegas, after a couple of months, we were beating.
I love it. And I will call KOH because we need people like you because you give a very good opinion and it's not so radical that I can't agree with it as a senior. But my point is.
So what you're saying is you like what I do. I'm level-headed. I'm balanced. And you watch my first hour of the radio show on Newsmax TV every day.
Yes, and then I watch the second one at 7.
Do I look dopey on TV?
No, you look great. You look great.
You think
so?
You
look like a California boy.
Well, I lived in L.A. for 2 years, but that was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Well, I'm up at Lake Tahoe, and I love KOH, and I saw you on AT&T UVerse, and I said, I got to call this guy because I do agree with you. I've been watching you now. And most of it I agree with you with, but you know here's the tragedy of this. Those tweets are undermining whatever his agenda is because it distracts so much, and I'm so concerned about the future of our country. This North Korea thing's got me just totally crazy. But the thing of it is about Mika and Joe, they tried to hide this affair for so long. They knew that there could be a story coming out, and they were friendly with Trump. We all knew it back then before he even ran for president because he would call in every day.
Yeah.
And I mean, the tragedy of it is they were trying, I think, to protect their children from reading a story. Right. And that's just my idea as a parent.
Yeah, but if you do things kind of sneaky and you're in the public spotlight, stuff can come out. And
yes, even for Trump. They had many stories about Trump on that magazine.
Right.
He even came out as John Miller on talk show, and I mean, come on, we all know these things, right. And I think he got mad at Joe. They had a scuffle.
Oh, they did. They had a falling out because they used to be very good friends. It was a falling out, and now look where we are. Phyllis, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
I will, and thank you, Todd, and keep up the good work, and we'll hopefully get you on the radio here.
Thank you so much. Anthony is in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Anthony. You're on Schnitt.
Hey, Todd. Todd, you're a great entertainer. And I love you. Now, I admire your conservative viewpoint, and I think you do have some conservative views that are important. But when it comes to Trump, I just don't think you're being conservative enough.
Well, how about the fact that Trump is not a conservative, that Trump was a lifelong liberal and a Democrat?
I know, and you know what? He got in that office, and he's changed color a little bit, you know? And he's doing some important things for the country. But you cannot deny that this man has been maligned and denigrated, and there's nobody in that office that has ever been treated like he has been treated.
Oh, I'll give you a listen, and I've said that. Listen, we have heard from CNN broadcasters. We've heard that CNN people have admitted and acknowledged that their coverage of Trump is above and beyond anything which has been afforded to any previous president, and the coverage includes all kinds of things, including, nothing burgers, as Van Jones said, and now he's claiming it's out of context. Whatever. Listen, I get it, but
I know you got a good heart, and you really are pretty much conservative.
I'm not pretty much conservative. I am conservative, and certainly more conservative than Donald Trump is or ever will be. But listen, the point is, Anthony, hang on a minute. I'll let you talk in a second. The important point here is that they're gunning for Trump. They have been since the beginning. Why are you giving them red meat in which to hang around his neck for the lions to attack? I don't get it. Why he is provoking and prodding.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because nobody in his position, basically in his position, should have to be able to take that, you know. And he is, he has been taking it from way before he was even elected president. And it's not right, you know. I mean, nobody could withstand that type of barrage of insults. Nobody.
Well, Anthony, let's cut off the clock before he was president. Let's start the clock after he became president. Then he needs to cut the crap now that he's president. Just knock it off. Stop it. Thanks for the call, Anthony. You have yourself a great 4th of July coming up. Jason is in Hudson, Florida. Jason, you're on Schnitt. Welcome.
Hey, Schnitt. I'm calling to talk about how this tweeting in Trump. I can't blame him. I understand you can argue that's not presidential, but first of all, times are changing, and there's so much BS out there, it's tiring. Everybody is against him, at least the media, and you say to focus on the policy. Well, he is getting the work done, and he's giving them bait to go get distracted with all this crap that he tweets about. And the thing that it gets me with is that lost my place here. He's still getting stuff done in the background. And even if he did try to talk more policy with his tweets and whatnot, the media is just going to ignore him and it's not going to get very far. And I don't see the point where he can just...
Jason, the media is going to be on him no matter what he does, but don't give them additional ammunition to fire back. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to suggest. He's too easy. He's too emotionally riled, and it looks unstable when he does it. That's the point. Mary Tampa, go, Mary.
Hi. I have been a Trump supporter all along, and yesterday I had this sick pit in my stomach thinking of how silly this is again.
Yep.
And then it happened again this morning. It was bad enough. Now all I can say is I hope that Pence would end up to take his place.
And you want Trump? So you're a Trump supporter,
yes.
But you want Trump out? You want Pence in as president?
Yes.
Well, there are some that are thinking that's ultimately inevitable. Mary, thank you. Patrick in Tampa, I want to get you on. We got 35 seconds. Go.
Thanks. Listen, I think the guy's disgusting. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. Everybody said, wait till he becomes president. He'll start acting more presidential. He's not. He is disgusting. I'm embarrassed to have him as my president, and I hate to say that. You know, another quick thing is when the things he says are just so degrading and so insulting to people.
Patrick, did you vote for Trump or no?
No. I wrote in a candidate.
So you weren't going to vote for slimy, lying Hillary?
No. But, you know, when Obama said about all the people cleansed their guns and their religion, and the Republican Party was so, you know.
Yeah. Hey, hold on one sec. Let me wrap it up with you next.
Transmitting nationwide. This is Schnitt.
All right, Patrick, going to give you like 10 seconds here in the final seconds of the show before my 4th of July vacation. Go.
Okay, when Obama said about the Southerners clinging to their guns and their religion, everybody was so justifiably outraged. About a week ago, Trump says he doesn't want poor people working for him. Where's all the righteous indignation then?
See you in about a week, folks. Have a good one.
Schnitt.